welcome.
Hello and hello.
We're in your ears right
we
now.
We are. We are in your brain.
Which is also where dreams are.
Exactly. Wow, what a good segue. Damn.
And today, we're going to be talking about dreams.
Dreams. Dreams. Yes, we are experts on dreams.
Experts. We've Googled dreams.
Yeah,
so we've had qualified
several dreams in our own brains.
I have years of experience of dreaming.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I feel like I'm very qualified to talk about dreams.
Same.
I feel like this is a tough one because I know people. I've met a person before and they hate people talking about dreams. I feel like that's a common thing.
That is not the first time I've heard it either.
I feel like
I don't
people
know
might
why.
Be interested in dreams that involve them, but
yeah,
other than that.
Exactly. But we've kind of said that while we will be talking about dreams, they're going to just sort of springboard into, you know, us talking shit. Basically, you know, we're just going to be having a chat and dreams are going to be the base. Like, there's so many strange things that happen in dreams. And I know for a fact that both of the dreams that we've had this week have been a bit odd.
I mean, we're a bit odd.
We are, yeah. It'll be interesting to see where they take us just in terms of, you know, conversation.
Very much like having a dream. You don't know where it's going to take you.
Exactly.
You might be having a dream right now.
Maybe we're just in your mind while you dream. Wake up.
We don't
Wake
exist.
Up, viewer.
What if people do... Because a lot of people do listen to podcasts to get to sleep. So what if...
Okay, maybe don't wake up. Go to sleep.
What if we just become someone's dream? We just wriggle...
Oh my God.
...into
wriggle
their
in
brain
there.
Hole and become and part of it.
They'll be dreaming about us.
We've not said who we are, I just realised.
Oh yeah. Oh dear. Well...
Maybe
hi,
that's
everyone.
the air of mystery.
It's
is
mystery.
That
ooh.
We don't know who we are. We're just the dream-like people. So I am Bryony. I genuinely never have to say my name, so I never know what's going to come out when I say it.
Yeah,
I feel like you've got a good
solid
name with Kirsty.
I think you nailed it. That's my name. My name is Kirsty. Hi everyone, Kirsty.
So this is us.
That's my name. That's us. We're really good at this.
What I want to get out of this is, I think I'm a you can't really say that you're a strange person, are you? Because
it's too late. It's too late.
Yeah. But I feel like my me is like zero. So people are either going to be more or less strange. But I am like the control group for how I view people.
For how strange.
So maybe
right.
I can't see myself as strange because I am like... the base level. So maybe I'm fine, but I want you to get inside my head and tell me what's wrong with me.
Okay, is that that's the purpose of this? All right.
Yep.
Good. I'll do my best.
Just wriggle inside, make yourself at home. On top of my squishy
brain.
Subconscious.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'll let you know how strange you are.
Thank you. Just
I haven't...
get all up in there.
So what we've been doing is, well, what Bryony's been doing is recording dreams as you've been waking up, right? So you have three ready to go. I have had a really bad dream week. I've just been having lots of random, short, pointless dreams, and I usually forget them as soon as I wake up.
I'm going to say short, pointy dreams.
Short, pointy dreams.
Little
very
jabs
painful.
Of dream.
Yes, little jabs of dream. That's basically what they've been. And I don't really remember any of them. But last night, I did have a fully fledged dream, and I recorded it this morning. So
HD.
I know. I actually have something to talk about. In HD, yes. On my phone.
Nice.
While half asleep. So it's very good.
So I guess, should we dive on in? Should we dip our toes into the dreamy abyss?
The dreamy abyss.
Is abyss scary? The dreamy sea. Maybe that's nice.
The dreamy...
Although that sounds like we're trying to give dreams like a cool guy nickname. Like, dreamy sea!
The dreamy... Let's dive into the dreamy sea.
Oh, that's... yeah, I should be concentrating on doing more of a radio voice. Like, hello.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast.
Dreamcast. Oh, wait, no.
No, we can't call it that.
What's a good... Well, we can't have dream girls either. Dreamies, no, that's taken.
That's taken. Just... I think it needs to be short and catchy.
Bonk.
Bonk.
It's the only short word I can think of. But radio voice, let's dive on in. So here we go. Here is Monday.
So there was like a whole main part to it about being on I think it was meant to be a cruise ship. And I remember, the only part of that I remember was that Seth Rogen was the captain, but he was just like hanging out in the ship because the ship pretty much just piloted itself. So he was just there for show. So there was that, but I didn't think we ever came back there, because then I was like, I was watching my parents' house whilst they were away on holiday, and I looked out the window one morning and there was a police car that had crashed. I was like, oh geez, what do I do? So I was trying to take photos of it, and I was filling in a form in the hedge. It wasn't going well, but they showed up. No, I was trying to tell them what had happened, and by this point there were caves outside, and there was like, the police car was in one cave and people were parking in the other cave. So you couldn't really see the car, but I was just like, oh, it is there. I'll show you photos. And I was looking through the photos of my phone, and there was just like 20 to 30 photos of Brad Pitt was painting the front door. And he had taken like a photo any time he'd made any sort of progression. And he was just really, really pleased with himself. And there was also like a photo of me on a film set holding a tiny dog, and Gemma on the same film set holding a massive dog. And I'd sent her like a message being like, oh, it's the same dog. They were like, Jeff Goldblum was in there somewhere as well. I don't really remember why. But yeah, eventually I got to the photos of the car. And I was showing mum and dad, like, oh, look, the car really did crash through. So there you go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was incredible.
There was a lot to unpack there, I feel.
I just keep thinking about how my one is 7 minutes long.
I was just listening back to it. I was like, I don't remember, like... What I'm trying to say, so I don't know how other people are going to understand.
Yeah, no, I understood pretty well. I took notes too, so that we can dissect this.
Excellent. So, what are your first impressions of half asleep me?
It's pretty classic. Well, yeah, I love it. I love it. You sound.
I sounded very
beautiful.
Cozy.
Very cozy. Yeah. So did you like record this then get up, or did you go back to sleep?
I recorded it in bed and then got up afterwards.
Ah, okay. So yeah, you were sort of on the verge of waking up. So it's pretty standard. It's a lot like a dream I would have. Like, there's a lot of like random stuff, random cameos. Like, who was it that was piloting the cruise ship? I just wrote cruise
Seth
ship.
Seth Rogen.
And then Brad Pitt was painting your door.
And apparently Jeff Goldblum was in there, but I no mention of where.
Incredible.
He was just there.
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
I don't usually, the funny thing is for me, I don't think I usually dream about like famous people. So it's strange for me to hear back one that was such a star cast.
It was an all-star cast in today's podcast.
and a guest appearance from Gemma as well, and they're holding
there
a
we
big
go.
Dog.
Holding a big dog.
One thing I should mention, which I find odd and I don't really understand for people who don't know this, although I do go on about it a lot, so apologies in advance, but I have aphantasia, so I can't picture images very strongly at all, and yet I have these dreams that are very vivid. So I don't really understand how that works, because that's like one of the things people will ask is like, so you can't picture stuff, do you have dreams? And I'm like, yeah, it's like I use all of my imagination
when I'm your asleep. Dreams. Yeah.
And then I have none left for the waking hours.
You're spent.
Yeah, because I've been hiring all these actors with my dream powers.
So it doesn't affect how you dream at all?
No, like I have like really strong dreams. And I'll sort of vaguely remember what they are, but I won't be able to like picture them strongly.
Yeah.
But they will be really realistic.
That's really interesting.
When I... Yeah, I don't really... If anyone can tell me why...
Why?
Just why? But it does make me wonder sometimes, could I develop imagination? Could I... Is it just like a skill?
Yeah.
Is it like a floppy muscle?
A throbbing imagination muscle.
Tightened it and made it big and throbbing. Could I have an imagination?
I have heard that before. Like, I have you heard about, like, imagining the apple in front of you kind of thing? That exercise. And doing it regularly, it's meant to become more vivid. But I don't know. I have no idea. That's just something I've probably read on Reddit or something.
Maybe this is what I need to do.
Maybe it's worth a try. Maybe it's worth imagining that apple. Or maybe... Brad Pitt in front of you painting your door. So I've actually got, I don't believe in this at all. I think that dreams are very individual and you have your own meaning for Brad Pitt being in there.
Yeah.
But I have this dictionary, this dream dictionary, and it tells you these very random reasons that you might be dreaming of certain things.
Is Brad Pitt in there?
I don't think Brad Pitt's in here. It's probably got a thing for celebrities, maybe. I'll have to have a look, but...
Well, I guess even that's going to have a lot of scope, because, like, one person's Brad Pitt is another person's queen. I don't know.
One person's Brad Pitt is another person's queen. One man's trash.
Yeah, so, like, I guess it's going to be based on, like, films you've seen or, the associations that are very personal.
I'm just looking to see if there's anything about cruise ships in here. It's probably going to be under, like, boat or ship, I imagine.
But even then, it could be journey.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, there's... Oh, here we go, boat. If you dream of a boat, pay close attention to the condition of the boat and the conditions of travel, as they will reveal much about your waking situation. Is there a storm brewing?
It was very fancy. It was very peaceful. It was a high-class, top-notch cruise ship. Ooh. Everything all catered, all like luxury.
If you are enjoying a tranquil boat ride that is slowly but surely heading in the right direction, this could imply a sense of anticipated success with a particular project in real life. So the podcast's going to do well. There we go.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
I predicted this.
Wow.
This is fabulous. I'm so sure of it that I'm anticipating that people will come and join us in our podcast home. So I'm painting my front door to welcome people. So it looks good. This is what it is.
That must be it. That must be it. What a dream. Oh, man, what else is there? There's a lot of... You had a lot of police in there?
Yeah, there was a crashed police car into what became a cave.
Do you want me to look up the meaning of the police? Maybe they're coming to shut this podcast down.
Oh, no. So I basically predicted the entire... arc of the
rise and fall of the Bog's Crust.
It's gonna go well. It's gonna go strong. Good sailing. And
good
then
sailing
end in
disaster.
Yeah, disaster and controversy.
We're gonna get cancelled. See, we knew it. We knew it. So apparently, I have to look at vehicles. LMNOPQRSTUV. Okay.
Oh.
V. Vehicle. Okay. This is me. I feel like a Mystic Meg kind of character right now. I need a nice outfit.
Oh my gosh, Mystic Meg. That takes me back.
Yeah. Oh, hello. I'm being meowed at.
Oh, special guest star.
A special guest star.
Mr.
on this.
Tabs.
Mr. Tab-Tabs, he's here. Feed me, mother. Stop talking poop.
Do you think cats dream?
I think they do. Oh, Tabs was snoring last night. We were in bed and I couldn't sleep very well. And I could just hear him next to me like... Tabs! Shut up! But yeah, I think they do. It's like you see dogs like running in their sleep and stuff. Like they definitely dream. 100%.
The bunnies do. You see the bunnies do. They dig in their dream. Their little Aww. Hands start going and they dig into the rug and it's
oh my
very
gosh,
cute.
That is so cute. So apparently a police car signifies the need for discipline in your life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, but it crashed.
Oh.
Does that mean I'm like...
You're beyond help.
Oh. like an anarchist. I need discipline, but I'm rejecting it. So, I mean,
maybe
I think of myself as like the most vanilla person, so that would be strange to me. I'm very much like, you know, when you see these TV shows where like a murder mystery style show or a detective show and people are interviewed by the police and they're all just like, oh yeah, whatever mate, like I won't even
whatever
there. So I would be like, oh yes, anything I can do, anything.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Terribly sorry,
it might have been me, I can't remember. I don't know
now. In fact, save yourself the bother, don't go and find the right person, just arrest me,
just arrest me, just in case, just in case.
I've probably done something wrong. I didn't pay my taxes until an hour before the deadline, so just put me in jail and be fine.
Take me.
I don't. But then, do I have chaotic energy? Where do
yes.
you think I? Oh,
yes, absolutely. You are the embodiment of chaos, and I'm not the only one to say that.
But chaotic good.
Yeah, chaotic right? good, definitely.
Okay.
100% chaotic good, but. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's well, not but nothing. It's chaotic good. That's you.
You're a good person, but
but you should be arrested.
Just for the safety of others.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like hearing it back. There's nothing too alarming. About the dream. I feel like I'm not helpless.
You're safe. You're safe.
I'm safe in society for another week. If we do this again, we'll see what dreams like. Well, we've still got two more of my dreams left.
That's
so maybe.
True. We don't need to arrest you yet, at least. Not for the next 10 minutes until we hear the next dream.
Well, should we the next one is half the length. And then the one after that is half the length of that. So I
you've used up
all my brain power on
all
Monday.
Your brain power went into sculpting Jeff Goldblum.
I don't know what he was. I didn't even say what he's doing there. Just that he was in my mind.
He was just there. Yeah.
I just woke
thinking
up thinking
about him.
Of him.
He should be in every dream, just in the background, just vibing, you know.
It's my little cameo with his unbuttoned shirt on the table.
Just laying there, chest out.
I think about that scene sometimes, not in that way, but I think about that scene and I think, whose idea was it? Because I can't help but feel that it was Jeff's idea.
Oh, 100%.
And he was just like, I'll do your dinosaur film, but at some point, I want to be nips out on the table. Just write it in.
That's probably in like every contract. It's like, this needs to be the first thing in the contract or I'm not doing the movie.
Yeah.
I want to be topless in your movie.
There's a soundbite for the podcast. It's like, who's it? Kevin Bacon did a film where he was the executive producer and he broke his own nudity clause in the contract, so he could have sued himself. It was something where I think, because they have like very specific contracts for this sort of thing. They will, like, you have to go into such detail about, like, I want the butt, like the, what you call it, like a little cleft, but not full crack. Sort of thing. You have
that's
to go into, like,
the wording that they use, yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things where you have like a diagram of a person and you have to colour in. You have to colour in
much,
what you're happy with.
How much of my body can I show on your movie? Colour it in. Here's a marker.
So there used to be a diagram for this bunny group I was in and it was like, show us the different colours of where your bunny is happy being pet.
Yes.
So some of it was just like the face and the rest of it was like red. No. And then there was one bunny who was just completely coloured in red and they'd just written no.
Oh my God.
We've had days like that.
Oh, I've seen those for cats before. I think Tabs would be green all over and his paws maybe would be orange. Because sometimes when you touch them, he's like, no. But he wouldn't do anything. He'd just like pull them away. So he's a very good boy. But I don't think there's any red areas on Tabs, thinking about it.
Jerry's pretty much fine all over. Again, the peats and the pans. He's not keen on, but he's just a potato. He'll sort of be miffed, but he
wouldn't
really show it. He's just a bit like, meh. Fionn, you just can't catch. Actually, last night, Fionn settled down for Alex. Alex was like, look, she likes head rubs. And he was giving her a little head rub. She was all settled down. Then he left and I walked over to her, stroked her once and she got up and left. So I was like, oh.
no.
I think she's very much daddy's bun.
Daddy's bun. And
Jerry is a mummy's bun.
Aww.
Which is nice. At least it's not both.
At least you've got one each, yeah.
Yeah. But he does, I think he fears me as much as he loves me. If I go over to him, he immediately pushes himself into the floor, just like, okay, get it over with.
This is Jerry or Alex?
Yes. So, we found out that I am a chaotic, possible threat to society, but not this week.
Yeah.
Should we listen to Tuesday now?
Yes, let's
see
do
the
it.
Progression? See if mm-hmm. Jeff makes another...
The character progression. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Here's Tuesday.
I had a dream that it was like a secret place on Super Mario Galaxy, but everything was like live action, but I think I was still a little Mario. And it was meant to be this like crossover with this show that was called like, I want to say like Adam and Dave. There was like two guys basically who would go around and they would like sort out your house for Christmas and cook you a big Christmas meal. And they were doing it in this like big fancy house, like the Home Alone house, that style of house. And they had these like two white ferrets that would go around with them. I don't really remember much about it. I remember that I was in the house at some point and I remember just like thinking, oh, who are these guys? And then at one point I went out into the front garden and the ferrets were playing there and this guy picked them up, like one of the guys who lived in the house, and was like, who are these? What are these? And they did this like massive quote that I think was meant to be from like Game of Thrones or something. And I thought it was funny to wait until they got to the end of this big speech and just be like, ferret. and then yeah, they all went inside. I just remember I was checking the address and running around the corner because I was like, oh, well, Alex is safe. I should find this place when I load up the game next. And I went around the corner and there was like another house that had like stickers all over the door of the car. Like advertising, like learn about how to forage mushrooms, and then I woke up.
My first thought on this is how lazy is the writing in this dream? I've said there's a show, and I don't know it. I've said there's a speech, I don't know it though.
There's these two guys. They're called Adam and Dave. They have a show. It's called the Adam and Dave Show.
If I went to see this dream, I would. That would be my first thought. Would be it's very lazy writing.
Not a five bagger, then you'd walk out of this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it has potential. It sounded nice. Like,
it had a ferret in it.
Two ferrets.
Yeah. So that's a good start.
So instead of like, I've come up with my own famous people to be in this: Adam and Dave.
Are Adam and Dave based on anyone you know, or are they just Adam and Dave?
I've been listening to the Ramble book by Adam Buxton recently, and I know Adam Buxton from Adam and Joe, so I feel like this was my brain's way of getting around copyright by making it Adam and Dave.
Adam
the
and Dave.
Guys who come into your house and decorate for Christmas and cook you dinner.
They sound great.
It's
I think
wholesome
I should hire
show,
them.
And they have ferrets. You play with the ferrets whilst they cook you Christmas dinner. It sounds, I like it. Well
yeah,
done,
it
brain.
Sounds good to me. That's a good business venture you've got there. We just need to find someone called Adam and Dave and you're set. It's nearly Christmas.
Adam and Dave. Maybe this is what I think we should do after the hit success of our podcast.
Yeah, we can retire, like leaving people wanting more, but then we'll go into the Christmas business and we'll go and decorate people's houses and cook them dinner. What would you offer when cooking Christmas dinner for customers?
Oh, see, I've had the same thing on Christmas Day every year. So it's like my special meal. And it sounds fancy. It is delicious.
What is it?
We have a chestnut and red wine pate en cru with a cashew nut roast. And it's gorgeous. It's so nice that I genuinely, we had it at our wedding because Alex was like, what would you like to eat on the wedding day? And I was just like, Christmas dinner.
That's such a good idea. Oh, that sounds amazing. Do you make it all yourself?
It's really nice. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I guess I would just go around forcing people to have that same thing. Be like, this is Christmas dinner, this is what you're having.
Oh my gosh, that sounds lovely. I don't think that'd be forcing. I'd eat it all. You can come to my house and cook it and put my tree up.
Oh. I will also point out for this dream, I've never seen Game of Thrones. I've never read Game of Thrones.
Oh!
So it's quite strange for my brain to go, oh no, some speech from Game of Thrones, probably.
Probably Game of Thrones. I feel like that happens a lot in dreams. Like, there's a lot of empty space, and your brain will look at it and go, yeah, that's an entire monologue from Game of Thrones. Just pretend that that happened.
Yeah, it's like a lot of the time I'll have a dream where I'm like, I was in this person's house, but it was my house, but in the dream it was their house, because... I'm not going to come up with a whole new house. That's madness.
Yeah.
Just use the same house, but everyone lives there.
Do you find that you often have dreams in the same settings? Like, do you have recurring settings in your dreams? Or is it always something new?
I think it's always something new. And occasionally I get a dream that I'll be like, this is a recurring dream. But I don't think it is. I think my brain just at the end goes, ah, oh, you've dreamt this before, by the way. And I'm like, but I have no memory of dreaming this before. I just have the feeling that it's recurred.
I have one long-running recurring dream. And it often uses like a similar sort of saying. But I always dream that I have a school project due in.
Oh.
And it's usually art, English or history, which... I think were my main GCSEs or A-levels. I can't... Yeah, they were my A-levels as well as science. And so it's like school has scarred me for life. And I always have these due in. And it's like I'll have this huge end-of-year project due in tomorrow and I've not started it at all for art. And everyone's got all these paintings around me and I'm like, I've not done it. Oh, no.
You've reminded me. I have a similar thing. If ever I'm feeling a bit stressed, I will have a dream that it's like I'm... back at school and I've been meant to go to all of these classes and I've missed them all and I'm trying to catch up. So I'll be like, oh my gosh, I just completely forgot I've meant to be going to school this entire year and I've not been in at all. And it's always a relief when you wake up and you're like, oh no, that part is done.
Oh, I left school over 10 years ago, it's fine.
I never have to learn anything ever again.
Hooray!
I can just fill my brain with Reddit from now on.
That's the best thing about leaving school. Reddit. Forever. But there was one dream I had relatively recently where I thought that this recurring dream would be banished forever. So basically what happened was we were in some sort of hall and everyone was putting on an exhibition of their art projects, the ones that had been due in all the other dreams that I'd had. So I was like, oh my God, it's nearly over. But obviously I hadn't done mine. So I was like, oh, I better do something quick. So I sat in this side room and I did a painting very quickly and I took it in. I did it on like crap thin paper. You know, like when you were a kid and it's not like paint, like printer paper, like proper white paper. It's like the thin stuff that's like been reconstituted from other paper. It was on that.
It's from last year's projects.
Yeah. And I went into the hall where everyone's exhibiting their work and everyone's got all these like amazing sculptures and paintings and everything up. And I went to the back of the room and I just popped my crap thin paper up. And what I'd done was I'd painted a picture of a burger with a little smiley face. And it said underneath it, I am a burger.
I would buy that. That sounds good.
I am a burger.
Have you thought of recreating it?
Yeah, I could do that. I'm sure that would go for millions. So in this, after I put this, I'm sorry, I've made this all about me, but this is what it reminded me of, because these recurring dreams. My art teacher came round and was looking at everyone's work and was like, yes, very good, blah, blah, blah. And then he came to mine and he was like, really? And I was like, what? You don't like my burger? And then it came to everyone leaving the room. So everyone's filing out and the art teacher's like, thank you for your work, blah, blah, blah. And it came to me and he was like, I'm really disappointed in your effort. And I was like, I don't care. I'm a streamer now.
I'm a burger.
I'm a burger.
You can't hurt me. I'm a burger.
Yeah, and that was the dream. It was really strange.
This is the thing I find so fascinating about dreams is that we have this potential that our brain could be like, here is the best thing you could ever think of. You can have this on the
house. Can think of anything. You can imagine, like, flying through the air and having magical powers and everything. But no, I just painted a picture of a burger with a smiley face.
Well, that's the thing. We use it, like, subconsciously, we use it to just be like, would you like to go over all of your fears and vulnerabilities whilst you're trying to get some rest? Thanks,
brain. Do you want to think about everything making you anxious, like homework? And
do you know that thing that you didn't even realize you were scared of? Let's think about that for a bit. You're like, thanks, brain.
Thank you so much, brain. I loved that.
I could have just been having cake with Jeff Goldblum, but no. Here I am, back at school.
So back to your dream. I completely hijacked that. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. Step on in to the dreamatorium.
The dreamatorium. Your dream. Another running thing seems to be animals. So your first one had dogs in it. Oh, this is no surprise to me. And your second one had a ferrets in it.
Yeah, wiggly, wiggly ferrets.
Wiggly ferrets.
Also, for context, I'm going to go mushroom picking on Saturday. So that's probably why at the end I was just like, mushrooms. It was a very abrupt end. I quite liked it. It sounds bad to praise myself, but I feel there's a disconnect because I have no memory of recording it.
Yeah.
I sound really snuffly in the morning, I've noticed as well. I was just
Me too. Wait till you hear me. Oh my God. I'm just like...
It's just the way it was like, forage for mushrooms, the end. Get out. Get out of my head.
I want to try and find mushroom in this dream diary because we know exactly why you dreamt about mushrooms.
But what would the dream diary
I want to know what the diary
me.
Says. Why are you dreaming about mushrooms?
Maybe you're worried that you're going to pick a poisonous mushroom. So the poster was telling you which ones to pick.
I am quite nervous about it because...
Have you been before?
I've never been before, but we have a friend who has, and she is going to guide us about this. And getting distracted because Lewis is next door. He's shouting his head off.
Oh no!
That picks up. I'm very sorry. Hopefully, that's not giving away any.
Another guest for our podcast debut.
Yeah, I am nervous because I think it comes down to a confidence thing. I don't trust my own judgment. You could literally show me a mushroom that is identical to one that I would see in a supermarket that I have had, like your standard button mushroom. But if I saw that in the woods, I wouldn't trust myself to know. It's like even when I'm picking stuff that I 100% know, like blackberries, I see them in the woods. But even then I'm like, but what if this is the deadly poisonous schnaffleberry
schnaffleberry
and I'll be sick and everyone will be like, ah, you picked the schnaffleberries, you fool. And it's that sort of thing that I'm like, that fear of doing something that everyone else knows. Yes. That
I totally feel that. Yeah.
The dum-dum that went and did it. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's my dream it. Was maybe... like, you've had a nice dream. You've thought about Adam and Dave and the ferrets. There's a little bit. There's a little room for anxiety in here. Let's just put that in at the end.
There's a little bit of anxiety right there. Mushrooms. Don't pick the wrong ones. Everyone will laugh at you. Oh.
And you'll die.
And you'll die. So apparently, ferrets. Again, I have to reiterate that I don't believe in this dictionary. I just think it's. Oh. I don't believe in ferrets. But apparently, they're suggestive of inquisitiveness, the ability to ferret and find out things, as well of selfish actions that can injure other people's feelings.
Oh no!
So you're either hurting someone's feelings, or you're being very inquisitive. Maybe this is to do with the mushrooms again. Maybe you're hurting their feelings.
Oh no! I wonder if maybe this was about doing the podcast, you know. Maybe it's like, I'm curious how it will go, and we're wriggling into a new zone of discomfort. No, not discomfort.
Anxiety.
I was trying to think, what is the area outside of your comfort zone? Is it the discomfort zone?
Should that be our podcast name?
Is there anything in between? Is there a buffer?
The discomfort zone.
I mean, Yeah, I feel like sometimes talking about dreams does make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it does, genuinely. It's like delving into your subconscious. I sort of thought this, like, when we talked about doing, like, talking about dreams. You might be, like, revealing something and talking about it, then you're like, oh my god, that's why I dreamt about that, oh no.
I do often worry about that, because there's times that I've been talking about, I'll be doing my morning stream and I will have just woken up, so my dream will be very fresh and I'll be talking about it, and all of a sudden I will catch myself just before I say something that I think is very revealing. Possibly people wouldn't pick up on it, but for me, I suddenly think like, oh, that's why I dreamt about that, and I'll try and stop it before it comes out my mouth.
Yeah.
So I do, like, this is very raw listening to them just after you've recorded them, because who knows what I'm revealing?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a discomfort zone for people who hate dreams. If you've made it this far in.
Yeah, well done.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing with your time?
Why would you do this to yourself?
To listen
to
us.
Go and watch Adam and Dave.
Heaven's sake. They'll decorate your house for Christmas.
Also, I guess it's the discomfort of the dreams that they can do to you. It is very bearing. Is that a word?
Yeah, like my one, we haven't covered my dream yet, but there is a part of it that is just a little bit gross.
Oh.
Yeah, and maybe we'll just cut it entirely. Who knows? Maybe this will be a Bryony dream special. But, I mean, it's not like, it's not disgusting. No, it's not disgusting. But it's just like, a little bit like, ugh. And it's like, why did I dream about that? Why did that happen?
Well, should we get my Wednesday dream out of the way? And then because this is a short one. This is a short, but
this
possibly
is a
40 very revealing
second.
One.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, I know what this one is. Okay.
and then we'll move on to your dreams.
Yes. So,
okay, here we go.
It was just weird. We were in a big school hall, and I think it was my dad was giving like a talk about, like an anti-burglar talk, but it was just like this big picture of Triple H, and he had different things that were stuck on with sellotape, so he was like keeping a mustache on him and stuff like that. I don't really remember anything else. It was just very very strange. There was some other part to it, but I don't remember. That's the bit that stuck with me.
Okay, well, there we go. I'm gonna start by saying I don't think Triple H is in my dream dictionary.
Oh, not even under H or H or
H.
I dread to think what is under father or daddy.
Daddy, do you want me to look?
That's the first thing that as soon as like a father figure is brought in.
Are you calling Triple H a father figure?
I mean, I meant my dad, but maybe.
Oh, look, hang on. Father.
Father?
The father represents the archetypal symbol of worldly authority and competence. According to Freud, oh no.
Oh, jeez.
The dreams that feature hostility towards the father figure could be explained by the Oedipus complex.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, it was a good talk. It was comforting, as far as I remember, watching my dad stick a mustache onto Triple H. A big poster of Triple H in just his pants, as he often is depicted.
Oh, he was in just his pants, okay.
Just to clarify, Triple H.
Not your dad.
Yeah. This is murky water.
Yeah.
Murky dream water now. With his little sellotape moustache. And I remember such a detail about, you know, when you're trying to stick things and you fold the sellotape in on itself to make like a little sellotape circle, circle tape. It was like that. With a paper moustache. How this teaches me to avoid burglars, I don't know.
Just put a cutout of Triple H with a moustache at your front door. It's like the policeman cutouts that they have in like Home Bargains.
Oh, yeah.
But just put Triple H in your window.
Video game Imposter, where you have the cardboard cutout.
Yes! Yes, exactly. But it's like, you know, if you put him in the window without a mustache, people are going to be like, why is there a cutout of Triple H in the window? But if you put a mustache on him, nobody's going to recognize him. And they'll be like, oh, I don't want to rob that house. He'll beat me up. Yeah. That mysterious man in there in his pants, he'll get me. I can't burgle that house.
I feel like there's no mystery as to why it was Triple H, because I've been watching a lot of wrestling recently. So
yeah.
That just goes to, like, eventually a wrestler. I am surprised it was Triple H because I've not seen any of his stuff for a very long time. But I guess he's still present. I feel like for anyone else to, like, have dreams about burglars, I feel like the symbology would be either feeling attacked or feeling uncomfortable that someone was going to enter your inner sanctum. But I feel like for me, it's very specific because the house down the road got broken into last week and I am just genuinely scared about burglars.
Oh, well, there we
so
go.
So I feel like there's no mystery to this dream at all.
There is no mystery.
It's just my brain trying to work out the best way to stop the burglars.
Triple H.
Yeah.
In a mustache.
So you've got protective figure of the father. You've got strong, big wrestling man, and that's it. That's my solution.
That's really good. That's very roundabout.
Things that I think are strong. Strong figure, strong of body, strong facial hair. These are the three prongs of attack, my plan to stop burglars.
Burglars, yeah. That I like that. And the fact that it's in a school, it's like you're being taught this information, you know?
Yeah,
here's how to repel the burglars. Triple
literal
H.
Dream.
Short and sweet. I like it.
Now we've figured out what is going on in my head.
Now we're going to delve into my head. Oh, dear.
We've sorted me out. I'm fine now. I've become a strong part of society. Let's see what we can do for you. Here is Kirsty Dream.
Here we go.
For some reason, it's cosplay day at school. And Xylus and Rizian are giving out awards for people cosplaying. And someone in chat won the award. I think her name was Katie444 or something. I don't think that's even a person. But they won. But still, I was going to cosplay. So I started to paint my face like Link from Zelda. I painted it all green. But then I realised his face isn't green. So I started again. And while I'm painting my face, I'm checking my hair. And there's like a bit on the right of my head. And it's like a mole, but a really long mole sticking out of my head. That's sort of thicker at the base. It has a huge, like, black hair sticking out of it. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I pull his hair out and I look closer and it's got, like, clear fluid in it, but also black goop. So you can sort of move it around, like, sort of like balsamic vinegar suspended in oil in this hair. I was like, what is that? So I took it downstairs to my mum. All the meanwhile, I'm like, what's this? It might stop me going to school. Side plot, my brother's been making some sort of wooden contraption with his friends at school, like a game. Four of them have made like one of those games where you throw a ball into a hole in the contraption and get points, and that's in the living room. Anyway, I go downstairs, and my brother's down there getting ready for school, and I'm like, Mum's hoovering, and I'm like, Mum, is this? She turns the hoover off. And she comes up and she looks at my head, at the mole thing. She's like, I know what that is. Do you wear headphones? I'm like, yeah, I wear headphones for streaming. And then, like, my brain Googles DT7070 and it auto-completes to mites or lice or something. Mites. And she's like, it's black mites. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, hang on. And she starts trying to squeeze it. And she's like, I can't do it. She said, I'll have to call the doctor. And I was like, all right, I ain't going to school. Fuck that. I ain't going to school. No way. And then I went to the bathroom to try and do it myself. And the top came off of the mole. And you could see, like, little black things jumping around. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, Mom, what is that? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm trying to get rid of them. Oh, no, Mom came over. And she's like, there's a little sign that says do not disturb on this little mole. She's like, yeah. I'm like, get rid of that. So she eats it, and then they all come out, and it's like, ah! But then they're pretty amicable, and they're like, oh, hey, thanks for letting us live on your head, but we're gonna go find a nice spot to inhabit now. Bye. Okay, bye. And that was it. But also another side plot. Ralph was staying, and for some reason, we were both watching TV, like, independently of each other, and we put the subtitles on, and they were in Spanish or something, and it was like, oh god, why are they in Spanish? I don't need Spanish subtitles, I don't need English subtitles. So I went to get something, I think, like I leaned over, get a book or something, I don't know why, and I picked it up, and it had all ball bearings in it, and they all went all over the place, ball bearings everywhere. And in the morning I found out that Ralph did the same thing, and got ball bearings everywhere. So there's ball bearings everywhere. Oh, while we're running around trying to fix my head mites. Oh my god, ball bearings everywhere. And that's it. Good night. Good night.
There's my dream.
There's my dream. Good night.
Good night. See, you see what I mean when I say it's a bit gross?
I wrote some notes down during that.
Oh, there were a lot of notes to take.
One of them was just very visceral. For someone who's just woken up after the dream, there was a lot of strong, not just imagery, but flavors.
Flavors? Mmm.
I wrote down very visceral, but yummy.
Yummy.
Vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar. I love balsamic vinegar in oil, but not in a hair.
Not with my mites, just with a little bit of bread.
Yeah, it was like, when I was holding it in the dream, it was like holding a vial. Like, it wasn't like a little hair. It was like holding a vial of balsamic vinegar and oil. Like, so the dream sort of dissociated it, I guess. Like, it just became something completely different. It was very strange. Very strange. I don't know what the heck. I bet there's so much to unpack there. Like, it led back to streaming. It led back to... And then the bugs, they wanted to go and find a nice butt to live on instead of my head. And and I was like, oh, okay. Okay, bugs. Bye. It was so bizarre.
If I was going to unpack this, let me...
I'm scared now.
Lay you down on the chaise lounge.
Chalange.
I'll get my little notebook, my little psychology glasses perched on the end of my thinking nose.
Yes.
And I'll look down them at you and I'll tell you what's wrong.
No. Okay. Yes, please do, because I feel like everything is wrong after that dream. It was very strange. Very strange.
I loved it. I just want to start by saying I loved it. One of my favorite bits was, I ain't going to school, no way.
No way. I ain't going to school.
You can't make me go to school with these black mats.
That's the thing.
I ain't going to school.
I was just like, I've got PE today. And like I've had dreams before, again, about it being PE on Friday specifically, and I don't want to go to school because I don't want to do PE. And this dream went back to it.
Was that a thing?
No, not at all. And it happened in this dream again. And the premise was that I'd actually made the effort to go to school on Monday and Tuesday. And then when it came to Friday, I was like, nah, PE, not going. And I never skipped school, like IRL, ever. But in my dreams, I seem to just be like, no, I'm not going. And again, it's school, again. Like, that seems to be an underlying thing in a lot of them.
Is there something that you do on Fridays at the moment that you fear?
Oh, I have D&D on Fridays. I run D&D, and that is very stressful in itself because I'm running it, you know, and I have to prep for it and stuff.
Running, like in PE.
Oh my God. You're a genius.
But instead of physical education, it's physical for your brain.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe I'm anxious about running D&D on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the mental gymnastics of having to come up with things spontaneously. My reading of it, as a fully qualified person who has had dreams before, so therefore has lots of dream knowledge from the inside, I would say you've been doing a lot of dungeons recently with Xylas and Rillian, right?
Yes, in Final Fantasy.
So I would say that's like the awards handing out by them. I would say that's like peer approval. Like,
oh,
maybe you're proud of how you've been doing in the dungeon.
Maybe.
And you
but
think
I didn't,
you deserve
I didn't
an award.
I didn't get the award. That's the thing. KT444 got the award. I don't know who that is.
Have chat been being mean to you? Is that what it is? Have they been
saying chat's always mean to
they're
me.
Better at games than you
oh,
are.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Always.
How did you feel when you didn't get the award? Do you remember? Were you...
I don't really remember, I'll be honest. I hadn't actually finished my costume at that point in the dream. I was still getting ready, but I was like, oh, well, guess I'll just carry on.
I felt it was a very dream thing to say. I feel like I do this a lot in dreams when you said you were getting dressed up in your Link cosplay and then you were like, but I'd paint my face green, but his face isn't green, so I took it off again.
His face isn't green, so I took it off and started again.
I feel like that is a common thing in my dreams where I'll just be like, I was walking down the road to get to here, but that's the wrong way. So I turned around and I'm like, why does your brain go through that step? You could cut out the middleman, but no, it goes through the like, oh, hang on, I'm going to be doing this. I'll just do that. I would guess that the visceral parts of it, the mole, is that... I mean, aside from that, the imagery was very cozy.
Yeah, it was like in my house.
You're at home and mum is doing the hoovering and your brother's doing a project. And it, like, that part of it was very nice. So maybe there's something in your life that you feel is you're in a comfortable place, but there's a change that makes you uncomfortable. Is it the podcast?
Ooh.
Is that what it is? Are we a mole growing on your comfortable life?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. This is my way of saying, sorry, I'm not doing this anymore. No, I think you might have hit the nail on the head with me being a bit worried about running D&D, you know? I think that that is a very, very good reading of it.
We've done it.
Yeah, you've done it. You've cracked it. You've absolutely cracked it.
Another note I made was similar to how mine had, like, star-studded cast. Yours had product placement. When you went to Google, what I assume was the make of your headset.
Yeah, it was.
This is the future. This is sponsored dreams. I did... I love the thing. I don't know why I love this so much, but the fact that it was not just mites, it was black mites. That made the mite sound mightier.
Yes, that's what my mum called them in the dream. Black mites.
Because that sounds like something that people would fear if someone was like,
yeah,
she's got the black mites.
She got the black mite.
Oh no, not the black mites. Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. It was pretty grim. I mean, I wouldn't say it was spooky or anything. It didn't scare me, but I was just like, oh my God, oh no, what's this on my head? But then they were very friendly at the end. So maybe don't judge black mites on their appearance.
I did write down, one of them talks. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
They were very polite. That was that introduction. Oh, hey. Whereas you, on the other hand, I have to speak up in defense of the black mites here. They had put a do not disturb sign on the mole.
They did. They put a tiny, tiny do not disturb sign on it. I was like, nope, get rid of it.
You yeeted it. You had your mum yeet the sign. Or did you yeet it?
I went, mum, yeet it.
But still, they remained polite and they seemed fine with it. They just decided to take their business elsewhere, to the butt.
Yeah. Well, not my butt specifically. They said, like, they're off to find a new butt to inhabit. Maybe they were calling me a butt. I don't know.
So I'm gonna rest my notepad gently on my lap and I'm gonna look down my nose through my little smart person spectacles and I'm gonna look at you with a what I think is a comforting gaze, but is probably a little bit patronizing. And I'm gonna say to you in my kindest voice, how did that make you feel that your head was less desirable than a stranger's
than a butt.
And then my pen is poised to take notes.
This is too weird.
Why aren't I as good as a butt?
Why aren't I as good as a butt? Where? Maybe it's that confidence thing again. Maybe I don't think I'm quite as nice as a butt, a nice peachy butt.
I would rather live on your head.
Thank you.
If that's any comfort at all.
I would love that.
I feel like maybe as well, the last part of the dream with the nervousness of running D&D, maybe the ball bearings just show something being like...
It's a lack of control.
Yeah, out of your control. Just those are the thoughts of your players. Ball bearings everywhere.
They are. My players are definitely out of control.
They are the ball bearings.
They are the ball bearings. They're all over
bouncing
the place.
Around.
Causing trouble.
Making you slip up every now and then. Like I feel like we've actually done it.
You've actually done it. I would never have thought of this. I need you in my brain to, like, translate my weird dreams.
Yeah, you have in your brain.
All the time.
I'm the mole.
Ooh!
Just there, having my little snack of oil and vinegar.
With the do not disturb sign on it, you know?
But I don't mind if you do disturb me. That's the thing.
Okay, I won't yeet your sign away.
Does that make you feel better? I don't know what to ask.
No, not really. Oh my God, it just made me think of how weird the dream was. Really, I never really thought about it. Oh, my brain has exploded with all of this new information.
Do you think it is helpful to unpack your dreams sometimes? Do you think it gives you a clue as to what might be going on in the depths, the misty caverns of your subconscious?
Probably. There's no, like, foolproof way to do it. This dictionary, like, it's silly. And it's like, Oedipus.
I thought you said something else then.
No.
And what does dreaming about that mean?
Oh my God. But yeah, like, maybe even if like there's no inherent meaning to dreams. Like, putting some sort of meaning on it, it can sort of make you get your thoughts in order, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've been putting off prepping for D&D all week. And my brain is like, you need to do it because you're worried about it. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should, I guess.
Yeah.
It's sort of, it's just kind of a good way to get your thoughts in order. And really, at the end of the day, that's kind of what sleep is for, you know? Your brain is like packaging everything up, all of the thoughts from the day.
So I see it. It's like brain admin. Like the one chance it gets yeah. to just organize things. And it
your dreams
might do it in a slightly odd way.
That process leaking.
Yeah. But yeah. I think it is...
Yeah, it's cool. There's like, we are not experts at all. Like, we don't know what the heck we're talking about. But it's a fun thing to discuss.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, it's really interesting to think about.
There we go. We've done it. We've actually done... I mean, obviously, there's still a lot of after work to do, but technically, we've done a podcast now.
Yeah, we've done it. Oh, my God. We've done it. Maybe, if anybody listens to this, anybody
mum,
out there?
If you're listening to this.
If mum... Triple H, Jeff Goldblum. If you've had any cool little dreams, let us know.
Yeah, if you want us to, with our very professional,
with our expertise, you know, we'll unpack them. They won't be very good unpacks, but
step into my office. It's covered in certificates, but they are written in crayon.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I hope anyone who has listened to this, I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, I hope you have fun. It's been cool. It's been a fun thing to talk about. Like we've not really had an extended chat about stuff like this before, so this has been
very
cool.
Therapeutic. I feel very calm now.
Yeah, you sound very calm.
So this has been good for us, regardless of if anyone
yeah,
else.
There we go. Sorry if you guys don't like it. Who cares?
But also, please like it.
please like and subscribe, please.
If anything, our dreams show how needy we are for approval. Well,
thank you so much, Bryony. This has been very enlightening.
We have been Bryony and Kirsty and...
Yep, and I've been Kirsty and Bryony.
It just works.
And maybe we'll do this again. We'll see. We'll see if...
We'll throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Yes, like spaghetti.
So let us know if you like our spaghetti.
Okie dokie. Well,
speak to you soon.
Thank you so much. Speak to you soon, everybody.
Bye bye.
Happy dreaming.
Happy dreaming.
Bye bye.